Yeah, Mishnah is Masechta Idiyos. We're up to Perek Dalet, Mishnah Yud Alef. Mi shenodar nezirus meruba. Somebody made a neder to be a nazir a long time. His mechavel upon himself, let's say, to be a nazir more than 30 days. And right now he was in Chutz Loretz. Vehishlim nezirusa, and he finished counting all those days. He finished 100 days to be a nazir. Viyach akach bol oretz, and now he first comes in Eretz Yisrael. So the problem was before when he was in Chutz Loretz has tuma. The ground is tumei. Now when he comes into Eretz Yisrael, now he first becomes Tor. So the question is, he has to count over again his Naziris Betaira. So Beishamay says, Nozir Shloshim Yoim. Beishamay says he has to, after he becomes Tor now in Eretz Yisrael, from the Tumats of Eretz Amim, he has to be Noid now Naziris of 30 days, which is a Stam Naziris. So even though he first was Mekabel to be a Nozir for 100 days, even though he kept those days, Bitum and Chutz Loretz, since Tumas of Chutz Loretz is only with the Rabbonin, therefore Beishamay says the Rabbonin will make all, it's enough just to keep another 30 days in Eretz Yisrael. However, Beisil Loimrim know, Nozir Batchila, he has to go over again, and he has to count all the days over again. Because before, when he was in Chutz Loretz, he was like he was Tamei, now he has to start over again, and count those 100 days over again, to make an Naziris Betairah. Mi shoyer shtei kiti edim mi desoysoy. Let's say a person had two different pairs of edim saying for him that he made a neder, that he became a nazir. Elum idin shenoda shtayim. One pair of edim says, we saw that he was mekabel upon himself to be two times in nazirus, I mean 60 days like. V'yelum idim shenoda chamish. And the other two pair of edim said, we saw that he was mekabel to be five times in nazirus. And this person keeps quiet. He doesn't remember what type of a neder he made. So what do we do here? So Beisharma Oimrim Nechluku Heidus V'en Kainaziris. Listen, these Eidus are bottle. It's like tray and tray. There's no argument here. We do not know which pair is telling the truth, and therefore we do not know what to do. Like it's Eidus Mecheshes here, and therefore the Eidus is like bottle. So we have no Eidus to say he's a nazir altogether. Well, Beisilla says though no. Yesh Bechlau Chomishtayim. Listen, like they both agree that he has to at least be two times a nazir. She Yu Nazir Shtayim. So therefore the Lachar is he has to be a nazir at least for two times. Because even the one that says five also agrees that he has to be at least two. He's only twice. In other words, he has to be at least 60 days. Twice a nazir. He only says he has to do it five times. So that's Beisilla Shita, that on the two there's no machlekis. So we have like two eight, and he has to be a nazir for at least two times. Mishnah Yud Beis. Odom shehu noson tachas hasedik. A person that was lying down underneath a crack in the roof. Tachas hasedik. It means there was an oil here, but there was a crack in the oil. And therefore the lochur is the oil itself on top, since it has a crack, does not bring tumah from one part over to the other part. If one side of the crack like has the mace, and the other side has a kli, the tumah does not go through the crack. But here the question is, the person now, is he himself considered like an oil? So Beishamay, Emre Beishamay says, Einu mevi es tumah. No, the person when he's lying down, he is not considered like an oil, and therefore does not bring the tumah from one side of the crack to the other side. Or Beisilla, Emre Beisilla says, though no, Odom cholhu, a person himself is considered like hollow, even though like inside his stomach it's all full, it's not really hollow, but we consider the person as if he's hollowed, and therefore there's a pesach tefach from the bottom of him till the top is lisa tefach, 4 inches. Therefore v'yatzare elyom, look as if the top part of him becomes like an oil, and therefore that itself is maybe a tumah that could bring the tumah from one side to the other side. So even though on the roof there's a crack, but the person himself has a locha like an oil. Yeah, perikay. Rabbi Yehuda says shisha dvorim mikula beishamay umrechum beisil. Rabbi Yehuda says over 6 halachas now where Beishamay is more mekel, is more lenient, and Beisil is more machmer. Dam nevelas. What's going to be with the halacha if you find blood that came out of an animal that's a nevela? The question is, does dam have tumor or not? So Beishamay mitarim. Beishamay says it's tor. There's no dim tumor of the dam that comes out from a nevela. Or Beisil mitama. Beisil says no. The Beisil holds it has tumor, just like the meat of the nevela has tumor. The same thing the dam also. The Gemara says it means you have to have at least a revius of it. Because you have a revius of it, when it gels up, it comes to the size of a gezais. So that's one machlekes. Another one is beitzas hanavela. let's say a chicken that was found to be in the vela, and it had an egg. Like when you shech the chicken, you find out it's in the vela, and inside it you find an egg. So it depends. Im yesh kayotze boi nim keres pashuk, if the egg was completely formed already, like this type of an egg is sold in the street, so mutars, then we say it's mutar, does not have the yis in the vela like its mother has. But v'im lav, if it's not completely formed, then we say it's called like part of the meat, part of the chicken itself, and therefore asura k'divre b'shamay. These are the words of b'shamay. However, Beisil lois from Beisil says no in both cases. Even though the egg is completely formed, since it's inside the nevela, Beisil holds, it's also osa. It's also teat like the mother. Now, umoidim, like even Beisham agrees to Beisil, bebeitzas treifa. Let's say when they make the shechita on the mother, they find out that the mother is a treifa. I mean, something's wrong with her body and she was grown that way. So therefore, she asura. Then the egg you find inside this chicken is also considered like a treifa. It's also to eat. Because a treifa is the pshat is it grew that way. It didn't just come upon itself. The treifas now there was, let's say, a hole in the lung for a long time already. So therefore, the egg was formed like in a treifa considered nizgadol shegdela biisa. Therefore, even the egg is also. Now dam nochus. What's going to be the blood that comes out from a shiksa from a goya, or else vidah? Or else, v'dam Torah shel mitzaras. Let's say a person that's a mitzaras, let's an isha that's a mitzaras, and she has a dam Torah, meaning she gave birth. The loch is by zocher after the first 7 days, or else by nekeve after the first 14 days. Then the dam that comes out is called dam Torah. Really, that dam is not mitama. But let's say she's a mitzaira. What's going to be now the loch now with that dam? That's called dam Torah shel mitzaras. So beishamai mitaira. Beishamai says in both cases, the dam that comes out of a shiksa, that dam is tor, matirim, and the same thing, the dam that comes out of a mitzvah, since lamaisa, her dam now is called dam toyer, even though it comes out of a mitzvah, still the dam itself is tor. However, Beisilim, Beisil says no, kuroiko kememe ragleho, that the locher is in both cases, just like by a shiksa, midrabonin, they gave a nochris, the locher of a tumah, she has a tumah of a zova. And therefore, just like a spit or meimer ragleis tamei, or the same thing by mitzaras, it's roikas meimer ragleis tamei. The same thing, the dam that comes out from a shiksa, or the dam that comes out from mitzaras, is also tamei. The rabbanon gave it a din tuma on the dam of a shiksa, and what in the dam of a mitzaras is also tamei. Now oichlin perish shriyas betoivo v'shaloi betoivo k'divre beshamai. That on Shemitah itself, we know the locher is, the fields are like Hefka. Whoever wants, they can come and eat. But Betoiva v'shlei Betoiva means when you eat, you're like Pashtu, you do not have to thank the owner. According to Beishama, you're allowed to take the Paris, and you don't even have to thank the owner. It's like Hefka, like it doesn't belong to him this year. Beisila says no, and Eichle Mela Betoiva, even on Shemitah, that the Torah made it at Hefka, you have a right to come and eat from his Paris. But still, you have to like thank the owner. You have to realize still it's the owner's field, and therefore you have to thank him. That's our girsa. Some have the girsa forget the bedavki shouldn't thank him. But our girsa is ein oichle mele b'toivo. You have to thank the owner. Ha chemas beishamay omrim tsaruro imedis or beisil loimer afal pi shenitzru. Even though it's not tied up. Now this chemas, that's a flask made out of skin, like a skin bottle. And it's meant to hold liquid inside it. So if it's a kli, it can mekabel tuma. Now what's going to be if there's a nekev there? Let's say there's a hole in this flask. So with the hole, you can't use it. It's not called a kli, it's not mekabel tuma. What's going to be, though, that beisham yomim tsururoi medis, that this hole, you have to like tie it up and make sure the kumot and the pieces stay in place. Then it's considered like a kli, it would be mekabel tuma. Whether beisil yomim afal pi shenetzru, even though you did not tie up the place where the nekev is, as long as you like close it up there, that the way it is now, it does not drip out any water, it's usable, it would be a clear to be mekabel tuma. Mishnah Beis, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says, Shisha Dvorim, there are 6 things, Mikule Beishamai, Mechum Beisilol, that Beishamai is Machmir, and Beisilol is that Beishamai mean is Mekel, and Beisilol is Machmir. Ha'oif, Oila im Hagvina al Ashulchan, Vienna Nechal Kedivre Beishamai. Beishamai holds that you're allowed to eat or bring up on the same table chicken and cheese, even though you're not allowed to eat them together, But you're allowed to bring them on the same table, eat them separately. You're allowed to bring them up, because he holds that Bosar Oif with milk is only Yasim Adirabonin. Therefore, there's no Xer, you may come to eat it together. But Basil says no, and the oil of Yain and Echel, the same way you're not allowed to eat it, you're not allowed to bring it up on the same table. Now, according to Basil Poshid, that Oif, Bosar Oif is Yasim Adiraisa, to eat with milk. And therefore you have the same gzera like regular meat, you should not bring up on the same table chicken and cheese, even though you're only eating one of them or you're eating them separately. Now, Tormin Zaysim al Shemin, you're allowed to take off truma from olives on oil. Let's say you have oil already, you did not take off the truma yet. So you're allowed to use olives to take off the truma for Shemin. The same thing via Novim al Yain, you're allowed to use grapes to take off truma from wine. Kedivrei Beisham, that's what Beisham holds, it's called like one min, like grapes and wine is one min, and oil and zaysim is one min. So you can take off truma one from the other. But Beisila says no, and Tormim, you're not allowed to take off truma from one on the other. Wine is wine and grapes are grapes, oil is oil and olives are olives, you can't mix the two together. Now, Hazareya Arba Amas Shabakarim, somebody plants, wants to plant vegetables, and he plants it within 4 amis from the vineyard. So Beisham says, Kidesh Shurachas. That's like an Issa Kliakarim, that like this, you have to separate, go away at least Dal Ramis. If you do not go away Dal Ramis, and you plant your vegetables within Dal Ramis of the Kerem, so it grows, it's called Kliakarim. Now, how much of the Kerem becomes also? So Beisham says, Kidesh Shurachas, only the first row of the grapes, they become Asa Bahanor. But the rest of the grapes are Mutter. Beisila says, Kiddush Shteshuras. Not only one row, but even two rows. The first two rows of grapes, they have a Shem Kerem, they become Klai Kerem, they become Asa. Hame'isa. Let's say that's flour, dough, that you put boiling water on it. You put flour into boiling water. So Beishamai Pertrim, Beishamai says, if you make dough from this now, you put it from challah. Because yoni chayiv and challah is something that you bake, and not something that you cook. Something that you cooked is put from taking off challah. However, Beisila Machayov, Beisila says no, even though you cooked it, the maisa still is called lechem, and you chayiv in challah. Madbilen bechardlis kedivre beishamai. You have a chardlis, that's a flow of rainwater that's flowing down the rivers, flowing down the mountain. So according to Beisham, you're allowed to be toivel there. Even though it's rainwater, even though it's flowing, still you could be toivel. Or Beisilayim, no, ain't matvilim. You're not allowed to be toivel, we know, in rainwater, when the rainwater is moving. Rainwater can only be metarim in a mikvah when it's ashverin, staying still, and not when it's zoichle, not when it's running. Ger shenizgayim arvei psochim. Let's say a goy became a Jew on Erev Pesach, and now he wants to eat from a korban Pesach. So Beisham, Yermim, Toivel, V'yechles, Pischol, Erev, yes, he goes to the mikveh today, and then at night time, he could eat from the Korban Pesach, he's a Jew already. Well, Beisila, Mesila says, don't know, that HaPerish Min Orla, since this Goy had a Bris Mila today, so when you take off your Orla from yourself, especially when a Goy makes his Bris Mila, takes off the Orla, is Kaperish Min Akever, it's like you're separating from a mace. In other words, you have Tumas mace on you, and you have to wait now 7 days. And you're toying Hazoya, Gimel, and Shlishi, Gimel, and Shvi from the Mechatis, and then you first become Tor. Therefore, if the Goy had his Milo on Erev Pesach, he'll be Tommy at night time, he cannot eat from the Korban Pesach, according to Beisila. Yeah, Mishneh Gimel. Rabbi Yishmael says, Shlesha Dvorim, three things, Mikule Beishamai, Umrichumer Beisila. Three things are from the Kula of Beishamai, and again, Beisila's Machmir. Koheles ain't a metames yadam kedivrei Beishamai. Beishamai holds that the Megillah of Koheles does not have tumas yadayim. Even though we learned in the Gemara on Shabbos that the chomer will gozru on kisvei hakodesh, that if you touched its metame hands, at least for truma, because there were rogel and harding breads, pieces of truma there. But I call upon him, Koheles is different. Koheles yods was not gozer. It was not chal truma, not chal like kedusha on this Megillah of Keles. However, U Beisila Lomrim Metama Es HaYodayim. Beisila holds no, it's Metama the Yodayim. Sefer Keles is also Metama the Yodayim. Now, another Machlokes is Mechatis. the water of the Eifer of the Paraduma, after they burnt the Paraduma, they did a kimitzvasai, and they spritzed it on a person that was tummy to make him tor. And now, afterwards, let's say the water that was spritzed upon the person, somebody else touches, or that water now touches a kli. What's the loch of the mechates itself, the water itself? So mechates shosu mitzvos, I mean, you did the mitzvah, you spritzed it, you put it on a person the right way. So beishamay mitayrim, that water now, if it touches something else, the water is tahor. Who beisilu mitam, it still says no, the water still has a din tumor on it. After it did its mitzvah, it's called tamei, and if somebody else touches it, it's metama that kli. Now haketzach, there's a min kumoin that you put in the middle of the bread, like kunim. So beishamay mitayrim, beishamay says it's toros namakamu tumor, because not a choshev oichel. Well, beisilu metame, beisilu says no, it's metame. Since they used to put it into bread, it's called a choshev oichel. And therefore, it has mekabel tuma. And mechein lemaiser, the same machlokes is, you have to take off meiser on this ketach. According to beishama, you put it. According to beisilu, you chayiv in meiser. Now, Reb Mishnah Dalad, Rabbi Eliezer Aimer, Shnei Dvorim Mikulu Beishamai Mechum Beisil. He said over two things, which is the Kula of Beishamai and the Chumra from Beisil. That Dam Yoledes Shloi Tovlo. He had the Dam of Yoledes, Anisha that gave birth. So we know the first 7 days for Zocha she's Tomei, the first 2 weeks for Nekeva she's Tomei. But the Torah says the Dam that comes out after the first 7 days of a Zohar is called Dam Toyer. That Dam is not Metamhor. But that's only if she went to the mikveh. What's going to be if she didn't go to the mikveh yet? That means dam yoled is a dam that comes out of a lady that gave birth after the 7 or 14 days, but shloi tovlo, she did not go to the mikveh yet. Beishamai yomim keroiku kamei meragleho. Beishamai says it has the same halacha like keroik and a mei meragleho that he holds, it's not metamei. When it's dried, it's only metamei when it's wet. When it's wet, then it has a tumah, but not when it's dry. Well, Beisil Loimrim no, Metame Lach B'Yovish. The Maisa, this lady did not go to the mikveh yet. She still has a complete din of a dam. The dam is like Tomei. Therefore, even though it dries up, still this dam is Tomei. Well, Moidim, but they both agree. B'Yoledes B'Zoiv. Let's say when the lady gave birth, she was a Zoiv before this. So since she was a Zoiv already, even Beis Shamei agrees. Any dam that comes out of her now is metame, whether it's wet or whether it's dry. That since she had a din zover on her, the tum does not go off her unless she is metare herself. She has to have a zainikim and then go to the mikveh. Mishnehe, arbo achim. Let's say you have four brothers. Shnayim mehem nisuyim shtei achoyis. Two of these brothers were married to two sisters, and the other two not. Now, let's say the two brothers that were married to sisters, they both died. So now these two sisters fall to the other two brothers. So to each one of them, each one is zokuk. It's like each one is called like achoyis kukosoi. So real halacha is arei elu chotzois v'loy misyabemis. These two brothers now alive, each one has to give chalitza to one of them, but neither of them is allowed to make yibum. Because of making yibum, it's like you're living with your wife's sister. Because the other one, since she's also zakuk to you, therefore by living with one, it's like living with your wife's sister. What's going to be the inkodmu v'kont? Let's say one of the brothers made yibum, live with them. Lachor is yotziyu. We tell him nothing doing. You have to give her a get. You have to be yotziyu. You have to give her a get. Reb Elezer oimer mishum beishama yikaimu. The isa name of beishama. No, you let us stay together. You let us stay married. Keep it since already they did the biyah. So Maisa, once he marries her, Lamaisa, she's called Ishtoi, and the other one is not called his sister's wife anymore. So therefore he's allowed to live with his wife. Even though they made Yibum, still, Lamaisa, the other one was looking to you, she's called an Achois Ishtoi, therefore you're not allowed to stay married to this one, you have to give her a get. Mishnah Vav, Akavya ben Mahalalel Hayyad Arbadvorim. He said over four halachas. And like this, Ormuloy the Chum said Akavya to Akavya. This Chum said to him, Chazor boch bi'abed vorm shiyisoyimer. We want you to retract on these four things that you used to stay over, and v'nas cho'av bezdin liYisrael, and will appoint you to be the Av Bezdin. That's like the second in charge in the Bezdin. The first one is the Nosi, and then there's the Av Bezdin. will give you a high position, will let you be the Yav Bezdin if you retract from the last four halachas that you said. Omalehen, Akavi said back to them, Mutavli likore shaita kol yomai, it's worth it for me that I will not have any respect, let people call me a shaita fool all my life. But I should not be considered a Rosha even for one second in the eyes of Hashem. In other words, I hold these halachas are right, so I can't retract now from these halachas just because you want to give me covet. No matter how much covet you want to give me, I will not retract from my halachas. Shalayi, I mean, people should not say, Bishvil Shirora Chozaboy, that the reason why I retracted from these halachas was just because you wanted to give me respect. Now, what are these halachas? Who are you? Metamei Saar Hapkuda Fadam Hayorik. Akavya ben Mahalal used to hold that the Saar Hapkuda, the hair Hapkuda, is Tamei. And no adim, if an Isha would see green blood, he'll also know that has Tumas Nida. That's also Daimat Adam Nida. Now, what is called Saar Hapkuda? The hair that was hidden already. This is a case that at first the head of Beharis, that it was Tomei. And now it went away, and then the Beharis came back again, in the same place there was the first. Now the Sayer Lovan, the first white hair he had there, still stays there. That's called Sayer Zeh Nikra Sarap Kuda. Means it was there from the first time. So according to Rabbi Kiva, it's called the Simen Tomei. Even though the Beharis comes back, and even though it comes out now, this white hair was here before the Beharis, and usually if you have the white hair before the Beharis, it's not a Simen Tumah. But here, since at the beginning, the Beharis was there first, and then the white hair came. So even though later the Beharis goes away, but later when it comes back again, this hair is still called Simoni Tuma. However, say no, in these two cases, this Sar, since it's coming before the Beharis, it has no Simoni Tuma. The same thing like we hold Dam Hayorik, if your wife sees green blood, that does not make a tummy. Now, Hu ha yematir sar b'chor balmum. Akavya ben Mahalal used to say it's muta b'hanoah. If somebody cut off the hair of a b'chor, an animal that's a b'chor, like this, the loch is, you only allowed to have hanoah from it, eating it, and not from shearing off its wool, its hair. But if somebody cut off its hair from a balmum, a b'chor that's a balmum, shenosha, he did not cut off the hair, just the hair that came off by itself. And v'nicha b'chaloin, the person now put it on top of a windowsill just to wait. Then, like they came out that this Bechor has a mum, they made a shchitur on it. So Akavya ben Mahalal used to say, you're allowed to use this hair becomes muta b'hanoah. Say no, the hair still remains asa. Even though there's a locha that when you shech the Bechor, a bal mum, you're allowed to use the hair on the animal itself, that's only the hair that's on the animal itself. But here, since this hair came off already from before, there's like a gzera, maybe you go with your own hands and shear off the hair. Therefore, according to Basilul, it's also to use this hair. Who are you, Ema? Akavi used to say, Ein Mashkin, if your wife is a Saita, you do not make a drink from the Mehamorim, Loyas a Giyaris, for Loyas a Shivcha Hamashacharis. That if your wife is a Giyaris, she was once a Goy and she became a Ger, or else a Shivcha Kananis, even though you free her, there's no Pash of Hashokas Saita. Saita is only a Pash of Daba B'nai Yisrael, to real B'nai Yisrael, and not to Gerim. That's what Akavi used to say. V'chachomrim nechom say no mashkin, that yes, you're allowed to make a saita, even though she's a ger, a geiris, or a shivcha to drink from the mehamorim. Omru loy, so they said to Akavi, listen, maise once happened, bekarkimis in this city, that shivcha m'shachrera shoysi b'shlayim, there was a shivcha m'shachrera that was in Yerushlayim, v'yishku shmai v'avtalyan, and they gave her a din like a regular saita, they made a drink from the mehamorim. So Amalehim, so partially means Avmin, and now it means Akavi said back to Chomin, Dug Mahishku, you can't bring me a proof from Shemai Vavtalion, that they also were Gerim. Since they were Gerim, like you ranked them out like, so therefore they were Mekel upon Gerim. But really it's not that way. So when Chom heard this, they said such bad things about him, he said such a nightmare thing about Shemai Vavtalion, true even though he was a Ger, for he was a tremendous big Talmud Chochem, he was a Rebbe of Kedolim, so therefore, Finidu, they put a Akavya ben Mahalal into Nidu. They gave him a ban. Chacham will graze a ban upon him. Umeisu Finidu, and he died also in this Nidu. And therefore, Vesaklu Beznes Harainoi, when they put his coffin and they buried him, they put stones on top of him. Like we'll soon see why. Now, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says, Chas v'sholom shakavya nisnada. It's not true. The story did not happen with Akavya. Chas v'sholom should happen to Akavya that the Chum should put him into Benidui. Why? Because he was a great person. Shein azoro nineles b'fnei kolodim miYisrael b'chochum of yiraschet kakavya b'malalo. Like an Arab Pesach, the Azor used to open up the door to let Klai Yisrael come in, and then he used to close it when it was full. He used to close it on people. But when Akavi came in and never closed him, the Azor never closed his doors upon him. He was a great person, Mechokhma v'yirashchet. So it couldn't have been that he was put into Nidui. So the Mishnah says, so v'yasmi Nidui, who was it that they put into Nidui? It was Eliezer ben Chanoich. Shepikpek b'Torah Shedayim. He had a shal about Torah Shedayim. He was mezalz on alochis of Yudayim, and therefore they put him into Nidui. Now Kishimais, when he died, when Elozer ben Chanoch died, Sholchu Bezn sent like his Oren, Venichu Evan al Oren, they put a big stone upon his kever. Malam, it comes to teach us that the klal is Shekol HaMisnad Omeis, anybody was put into Nidui, the Chum put him into a band, put him into Nidui, and he died Benidui, Omeis Benidui, Lochri Soiklinas Aronai. Bezn is supposed to put a big stone on top of his Oren, so everybody should realize to know this person like was Meis Benidui. Now Mishnah Zayin, Pishash Misosoi, right before Akavya b'Mahal was about to die, Omar Levnoi, he said to his son, listen, Peni, my son, Chazor Boch, I want you to retract. I do not want you to hold like I held B'Yarba Dvorm She'isi Yomer. And the four things that I said, even though me, myself, the father, Akavya was not Chayza, but he told his son, now he wants you to retract. You should not hold like me. Omar Loi, so the son said to his father, for lo maloy chazat abach, how come you did not retract? Like, how come you're telling me to retract and not you? Omar Loi, Sakavi said to us like this, ani shematim p'yam Rubin, I heard these alochas from my rebbeim, they were the rife. Therefore I have a right to paskin like them. Veim shom p'yam Rubin, and they also heard it over from a majority. So ani omarati b'shmuasi, therefore I retain what I said. Veim omdu b'shmuasi, and they also hold what they said. Therefore, I still pass like my rebbeim. Avolata, but you, my son, shemata mipi, you only heard over these halachas from my mouth. And I'm only a yochid. Umipi, I'm a rubim. I'm only a yochid. Kinegu what the rav nechom argue me. Therefore, mutav, you better off lahaniach divrei yochid, leave over my words. Velechot v'divrei rubim, and hold on to the words of the rubim. Omoloi abba, so the son said back to his father, pakei dolai, I'll retract, but I want you to tell my chaverim to act nice to me. They shouldn't be marchik for me. Omaloi, so the father said, "Any mafakid, no, I'm not going to watch after, I'm not going to tell them what to do." Omaloi, so the son said to the father, "Shemi ilo mitzosibi, like maybe you found something wrong with me. Is that why you don't want to help me out?" Omaloi, the father said, "Lav, I found nothing wrong with you. Not that I found anything wrong with you, but you should know the klal is ma'isecho yikorvucho u'ma'isecho yirachakucho. Depending upon your action, how you act. If you act nice with people, they'll be close to you. And if you do not act nice to people, they'll be merachik from you. Like, you do not need me to talk up for you. Plus, it depends upon how your actions are. The better your actions, the closer the people will be to you. If you do not act so nice, that alone will cause them to be merachik from you."
Yeah, Perigvov, Mishnalov, Reb Yehuda ben Bobo, Heyud Chamish Dvorim. Reb Yehuda ben Bobo set up like he said Eidus upon five halachas. And these are the halachas. First of all, Shemamanim es haktanus, that sometimes Bezdin tells a ketana to make a miyun. Now, miyun is a type of a get. A ketana here means that she did not have a father, and her mother or her brother married her off. Which in such a case, since she was a ketana, the kedushin is only midrabbanan. Since it's only midrabbanan, therefore, when the husband wants to get rid of her, he does not have to give her a get, but it's enough if she says miyun, she just says she doesn't want him. So Yehuda ben Bob is saying that sometimes Bezdin teaches her to make miyun, to say goodbye to her husband. And the case is, when the case of Moran Yevama says, where two brothers are married to sisters, and then one sister is a gedola, one is a ketana, and then the husband of the gedola dies, so that now she falls for yibun to the other brother. Now, right now, the other brother is married to the ketana, So he can't be Miyabma because she's a Chayzuk Gosai. She's the sister. So therefore the Rabbanan say, we tell the brother now that's alive, let your wife give you Min. In other words, get rid of your first wife. And then there'll be a mitzvah deraisa now to make Yibum. So that's called Shemamanim Ese Ketanis, that sometimes we tell the Ketana to make Min. Second halacha was V'shemasiyin Eso Isha Piedechot, a case where a wife does not know what happened to her husband, and an Eidechot, one Eid tells her, I saw the way your husband died. So that's enough that this wife now she's allowed to remarry, even though usually you need two Eidim. Here there's new Sfar Isha Daika Mitzvah, even with one Eid, she's allowed to remarry. The third halacha was that he said over, V'shenisko Targov Yushlayim Al Shehoreges Nefesh. If a Tanagol killed a person, so they gave the Tanagol skila. Or even if the Torah says it by Yishor, is lav dafka by Yishor, who are din by any animal. If an animal kills a person, the din is it's chayiv misa, bezin has to give it skila, has to kill it. All right, the turnover. Now the fourth halacha is, v'yal hayayin ben arboyim yoyim, if you have wine that's 40 days old, shenisnaser agav yamizbeich, you're allowed to use such wine on the Mizbeach. But if it's less than 40 days, that's not called wine yet. It's not kosher for the Nesachim. The Pasuk says, Hasach Nesach Shecher, it has to be Yain HaMishtakir. So it has to be at least 40 days old. And the fifth halacha was, V'yal Tomit Shoshachar, the Korban HaTomit is brought every morning, Shekor V'yabeshois, it can only be brought during the first 4 hours. After the first 4 hours, it's already Pasul. That's why Pasuk in the first Mishnah in Broch, in the fourth parak, Tfilas HaShachar, Reb Yehuda hold is only ad, a dalet shoyes, that's the way we hold, because the Korban HaTomid is only brought throughout the first 4 hours. Mishnah Beis, Heyed Reb Yeshua, for Reb Nechunya ben Elinoson, Ish Kfar HaBavli. That's this person from Kfar HaBavli, that is, they say over the halachas like this, that Al Eiver Min HaMeis Shil Tomi. If you have a limb from a mace that also has tumas mace, even though the aver is less than the size of a kezias, and usually you need at least a kezias of a mace, but that's only if it takes down the kezias of meat. But here that you have the whole limb, a whole limb of a mace has tumas mace on it, and it's even metame bioyo like a mace itself. Now, Rabbi Eliezer, Omer Rabbi Eliezer says that. Rabbi Eliezer is under the, says the statement that no, only of Eiver Min HaChai, that has Tumas Meis on it, but not Eiver Min HaMeis. Means if a person that's alive, one of his limbs come off, no matter how small the limb is, even though it's less than a kezias, that has Tumas Meis. Omru Loi, so it comes out, this is with Eidus, that Rabbi Yeshua from the Chumya said over, that they're saying not like Rabbi Eliezer, as even though Rabbi Eliezer says that an Eiver Min HaMeis has no Tumas Meis, Rabbi Yeshua Nechum holds no, it has a Tumas Meis. Now, of course, Rabbi Eliezer holds that Lo Yomru Al Eiver Min HaChai, it's only Eiver Min HaChai that has Tuma, not an Eiver Min HaMeis. Omru Loi, the Chum said back to Rabbi Eliezer, how could that be? For Haloi Kal V'Chaim, I have a Kal V'Chaim here. Oma Min HaChai Shu Tor, Eiver HaPerish Mimeno Tomei, Madach HaChai, a person that's alive. He doesn't have Tuma when he's alive. Still, you're telling me an aver, a limb that comes off him, has a tumas mace on it. If so, hames, a person that died already, shu tomer, that the mace right now has tumor on it. Eino diz, isn't it for sure, kal v'chaim alai, she you aver ha-perish v'menu tomei, that an aver, a limb that comes off the mace, should also have tumas mace, tvi matama b'yoyil, even though the limb by itself is less than a kezayis. Om alahem, so Yeshua said back to them, Lo yomru elo al eiver min achai. Still, I hold what I said, that it's only a limb of a chai that has tumas meis, even less than a kezayis, but not an eiver min hames. Now, he doesn't explain himself so far why, but Dov Racher goes in to say something else now. And it's soon proved the way the Kal V'Chaim is not a good Kal V'Chaim. So Dov Racher, what's this other thing he has to say, next thing he has to say? That meruba tumas achai mitumas meisim. There's more tumah about a chai than there is about a mace. That we find, how is that? Shehachai oisa mishka v'moshev, a person that's alive, let's say he's a zav or a zava, so he has tumas mishka v'moshev, anything he leaves, sits on or lies on, mitachtav, which is matama, no matter how much is underneath him. letame odim letame begodim. The mishkav that he sits on becomes like an av hatuma, and now if a man touches the bed, so the man becomes tamei. Who adin the begodim is wearing also becomes tamei. It's like an av hatuma. That's called mitachta, what's underneath the zav, and the yagabav also, what's on top of the zav also. That kol again all the kelim on top of the zav. In other words, that's like a noisei, what's up because of the zav. So locher is the agabov is maduf. It has loch like a maduf, which means it's like a tuma kalo. That means latamo ichlun mashkin. That whatever is on top of the zav has a less of a tuma. That it only like a rishon tuma, and therefore it could only be matamo ichlun mashkin, food and drinks. Now masha ein hames matamo, but a mace does not have this tuma mishka v'moishev. Or masa, something that's underneath the mace, if it's not touching the mace, has no tumma machmas the mace. And the same thing, anything on top of the mace does not have a tumma. By a mace, there's either tumas maga, if you touch the mace, or else there's a tumas oil. But just the fact the mace is lying on top of 10 beds, 10 mattresses, we do not say the bottom mattress is atame. So that's of Yeshua's svara, that there's a chumra in a chai. Therefore, an eva min a chai has tumma on it, even though it's less than a gezayis. Mashenken an eva min hames does not have this tumma less than a gezayis. Now, Mishnah Gimel. Bos kezayis boser. If you have a gezayis, an olive worth of boser, ha purish me eva min a chai, that's separated from a limb that was on a live person. So Rebbe Leza says it's metama, that's tumas maga, tumas masa, tumas oil. It's like a kezayis bosom in a mace, even though it really only came off from a chai. But Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Nechunya, Metarim, they both say no, since it's only a bosom from a chai, they heard it does not have a tumas mace on it. Now, etzam kisera, let's say of the size of a bone, the bone the size of a sera like a bali, so hapurish min a chai, if this bone came off from a chai, so Rav Nechumya Natan, Rav Nechumya says yes, it has a tumas maga v'masa, it's just like a regular etzem kesar of a mace. And Echlami, tumas oil it doesn't have, but has a tumas maga v'masa, whoever touches it or carries it, becomes tummy. For Rav Beleza, Rav Yeshua Matarim, they both say no, that it's tohor legamri, that there's no tumor of etzem that comes off from a chai. Oh, Mullah, the Rav Beleza, I said to Rav Beleza, Ma royis, how come? Letame kezayis bosra perish meva minachai. How come you say then that a kezayis bos that comes off from an eva minachai, a limb of a chai, is tamei? Why are you so machmir here? Omalem, so he said back to them, he said back to Rav Leza holds, that motzivu eva minachai keme shalom. Listen, my sheet was before that if the whole limb, a whole limb, an eva minachai comes off, it has a loch like a me shalom like we had before. So ma hames, just like by regular mace, kezayis boser aperish memenu tamei, that a kezayis of meat that comes off from a mace has all tumas mace on it. So af eva menachai, this limb now that came off a chai. So if you have the whole limb, it also has a locha like a mace. So now that kezayis boser aperish memenu yitamei. Now even though now you only have a kezayis worth of the meat that comes out from this eva. Still, since the eva minachai is tomei, so kezayis bosa from it also has tomei. It's just like a kezayis min hames that has all tumas mace on it. So omrulay the chum sebat Rav Leza lo yimti mace a kezayis bosa ha perish min hames. I understand that if a kezayis meat comes off from a mace that is tomei shekenti mace etzem kisayra perish mimenu, because a mace has another chumra. That if a bone comes off from it, even though it's only the size of the sir of a bali, it has tumas mace on it. So okay? So therefore the kezayis bosser is also tummy. But you want to tell me to tame kezayis bosser, ha perish meva minachai, but you want to tell me now a kezayis of meat that comes off from a limb that came off from a chai should also have tumas mace on it, shekenti ha to etzam kisera perish mehemenu, that you yourself are blessed hold, that if a bone that comes off from an eva minachai is tohor. So you see, it's not the same thing like a mace. So how could you learn out that a kezayis bosa from an eva minachai is tomer like a kezayis bosa from a mace? Now, omru le'el Rav Nechunya, they said back to Rav Nechunya, Marois, what's your straw that you say? Letam me'etzem kisera. Haparish me'ever menachai. What's the reason that you hold that if a bone, even though it's only the size of a barley, comes off from an eva menachai, it's tomei like an etzem from a mace? So Amol Hem, Rav Nachum answers back and says, listen, motzinu eva menachai kimei sholom. We come out the locher as an eva menachai, if a whole limb comes off a chai, it has tomei mace, just like the mace itself. If so, ma ha mace, just like by mace, etzem kisera parish mimeno tomei. If just a bone, even though it's only the size of a barley, comes off the mace, it has tumas mace on it. If so, the same svar should be, af eva min achai, the same thing, a limb of a chai. It should be the same aloha that etzem, kisera, if you have only the bone, the size of a barley, hapurish mimeno that comes off from it, yiyah tumi should also be tumi. That's a nuchumi's svara. On this, armula, the chum say back no. Lo yim timei setzim kisera. I understand why. Lo yim timei setzim kisera parishman a mace. I understand very good that if a bone comes off a mace, even though it's only the size of a barley, so it's tamei. Shekain timei sokazayis bosra parishman menu. Because the mace itself has a chumra that even only a kazayis of bosra comes off, it also has tumas mace on it. So therefore the yetzim also. Mashenkin, how could you say titame yetzim kisera? Haparish me'ever menachai, how could you say that if a bone comes off from a limb of a chai, that it's tamei, shekein tiharta kezayis bosa parish memenu? Yerem Nechumi holds that if a kezayis bosa comes off from an eva menachai, it does not have tumas mace. So how can we say an etzem does have? So that's the taino against Rebbe Nechumi. Now, Omer le Rebbe Lezer, said back to Rebbe Lezer, Maroyis, how could you see? How come Maroyis lechalik midasecha, that you difference, you make chalukim, you make difference between your midas? In other words, Rabbi Lezer's sheet before was that a bosor, kezayis bosor, that comes off an eva menachai, Rabbi Lezer held was tomei. And still Rabbi Lezer holds that an etzem kisera that comes off an eva menachai is tor. So monashach, is the loch of an eva menachai like a mace or not like a mace? So how come Maroyis lechalik midasecha? How come the difference between a kezayis it is tamei and between an etzem that it's not? Oy tamei b'shneim, oy tamei b'shneim. Either both cases of this eva menachai, either both cases the kezayis meat and the etzem should be tor, or else both of them should be tamei. How come you make a difference? Omalehem, Rabbi Lezer answers back and says, meruba tumas habosa mitumas ratzomis. No, a kezayis min eva menachai. The kezayis bosor hold this tummy, because there's more tumor to a kezayis bosor than there is to the bones. Shabosor noy binavelus of shrotzim, because the meat is not only negated by a mace, it also applies to a nevelo to shrotzim. A dead animal, a shrotzim or nevelus, also have tumor on them. The bosor, ma'ashen kein biatzomis, ma'ashen kein the bones of a nevelo, the bones of a sherot has no tumor to it. Therefore, I see bones have less tumor. Therefore, the bone of an eva menachai also does not have any tumor. Now, dover acher, another pshat could be like this. In other words, another proof that the tumor of bosor is more than the tumor of atzomas of bones. It's like this. Dover acher, an eva menachai. Shiei shol of bosor kro. It has enough meat on it that if it would be in part of the body, it would still live. Even though this much meat is less than a kezayis, but since the eva, the limb, could live with this amount of bosor, mitama b'mago b'masav yel, it has a tumas mace on it, like a mago mas, if you touch it, or you're carrying it, or you're under the same tent. Choser habos, let's say the meat is missing, if the meat does not have this much to keep it alive, still tomei, even though it's not tomei b'yoyel, but a kopon would have a tumas maga on it, uvamasa, so it has tumor. Mashenkin chosor etzem tor. If it's missing a bone, if it's missing a part of the bone, then it's tor legamri. It's either the difference between the meat and the bones. Omru loy le Rabbi Nechumya, they said to Rabbi Nechumya a question like this. Ma royis lechalak midasech, how come you also make a difference in your halachas that you say? That Rabbi Nechumya holds, he's mitama the etzem kisera, the bone that comes off from the eva menachai is tamei.
But he says a kezayis min abosar of an evim and a chayis tor. He says just the opposite of Reb Elezer. But still, he's making a difference between the ilchus tumas of a bosar and tumas of an etzem. The question is, oy tami bishneim, oy tayi bishneim. Either both should be tamei or both should be tor. Or malhem to nuchumi and tzedak like this, and he says meruba tumas hatzomois mitumas abosar. He holds just the opposite. There's more tumah about the bosar, about the atzomas, the bones, than there is upon the tumah of bosar. Sheha bosar ha perish min achai tor. Because the meat, the old, if the meat that comes off from a chai, it's tor. Just as if some meat comes off a chai, that meat is tor legamri. V'yever ha perish mimenu, v'ul kibriyose tomei. But if an aver, a whole limb comes off a chai, and the way this limb is, it could live, it would be in the body. That means v'hu kibriyosa means that's the way it was created. That it has a little bit meat and gidim and atzamas in it. It's tamei. So you see clearly that the din of atzamas is more chomer, has more tumah to it than the din of bosa. Dov rach, another pshat would be that he's mar betumin atzamas more than he is by bosa, like this. Kizai is bosa metama b'maga b'masa v'yoyel. If you have the kezayis of bosa, the mace, truth, matam, all these three things, b'maga b'masa v'yoyel. For roi v'atzomais, metamim b'maga b'masa v'yoyel. And if you have rove of the bones of a mace, it's also metamim b'maga b'masa v'yoyel. And the locher is, choser ha-bosa, if you have less than the kezayis of meat, it's tor. But choser roi v'atzomais, if you're missing part of the rove of the atzomais, even though true it doesn't have any tumas oil, but metama b'maga v'masa, it's not worse than regular etzem kisera that has a tumas maga v'masa on it. So therefore, I see that tumas bosar is more than tumas atzomis of bones is more than the tumah of bosar. Tovrach, another pshat is kol b'sar hames shupachus mikazayis tor. Any piece of meat that comes off a mace, if it's less than a gezayis, it's tor. But roiv minyana shemeis, but we have the majority of the minyan, the amounts of bones there are, or the majority of the height of the bones of a mace, afo pi shein bem roiv, even though you don't have a roiv of kav of atzamos, still temeim. So you see there's a more of a chumra upon bones than there is upon the meat. Omolel Rabbi Yeshua said to Rabbi Yeshua, Maroyis Latai B'Shnei Makam, you hold both cases, both the bones and both the bosa comes off from Nevim and Achai's Torah. Omolhem, he said back to them, Loyim Amartim Emeis. It was only said over the Locha by Emeis that a Gezayis bosa or the Atzomas is Tomei, Shiyesh Bar Roiv, Varoiva, Varokav. That by Emeis you have the Lochis of Roiv of the bones, or else Varoiva, Roiva Kav of the bones, or else Varokav. Aziz Natumah of Rekev, that means when the bones or the mace itself rots away from the off of the dust where it rots away, but also has a tumah. That's called Kamoli Tarvar, a spoonful of this has tumor on it. To Yama Bechai Mashenkein, by a live person, Shein by Roiv, Veroiv of Rokev. You do not have, the tumah is not Chamura like a mace. Doesn't have the loch of Roiv of the bones. Doesn't have a loch of a roiv of a kav, and doesn't have a loch of a rokav. When this rots away, does not have any tumah. Sefer Rabbi Yeshua holds that an eva menachai has less tumah to it than a loch of a mace itself.
Yeah, Perek Zayin. Heyed Rabbi Yeshua for Rabbi Tzadik. Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Tzadik both said over Edis, al pidyon petach hamor, that the case a person has a bechor, a chamor, the firstborn of his chamor. So lochris, you have to be poitrit. You have to bring the seh instead and give the seh instead of the chamor to the kohen. Shemais, now it died b'rishus Yisrael, that the lochris shein boi lakohen klum. The kohen has no right to collect anything from the Yisrael. The Yisrael is not chai b'achrayis. He only has to give the pidyon petach chamor to the kohen. If it dies, he's potter. What's his chiddush? Because really, Shreb Eliezer, Rami Eliezer said that chayovim b'achar yusan. That know that Yisrael is chayiv b'achrayis to see to it that this the pidyon of the petach chamor gets to the kohen. Kechom isloim shoben. The same way when you pray the yisod the b'chor that you have to give 5 sloim of silver to the kohen, and if you lose it, you still have to give him from your own. So Rabbi Eliezer holds the same thing as by pidyon petach chamor. But the Chachamim say, Ein Chayovim B'Yachrus, no. In the case by the pigeon Petach Amor, if it dies, the Yisrael is not mechuyev to give another one, like a pigeon Shemaisa Sheni, but rather has the same aloch like Moyes of Maisa Sheni, that when you poidu, you redeem your Maisa Sheni, true, you're supposed to take this money and spend it in Yerushalayim, but if you lose it, you potter. So that's this Eidus, Yibishu, of Rebbe Tzadik holds, that we pass Ken Lai Techachon. Mishnah Beis. Heyed Rebbe Tzadik said Eidus, Al Tzir Chagovim Tmeyim, the brine that comes out from Tomadika grasshoppers, in other words, this juice that comes out of the grasshoppers and it has no blood in it, so he holds that Shu Torah, it's Torah, it has no din tuma, and who adin is muta bachilir also, tishti, you let it drink it. She Mishnah Rishonah, because the Mishnah Rishonah said that chagovim tmeim, she nich b'shu im chagovim torim, if you were souring, pickling some Tomadika grasshoppers with some grasshoppers that were tor, alachriz le poslet serum, that the juice that comes out from the unclean, from a tomadik, a grasshoppers, do not passel the other one, because the juice that comes out is not called really tam of the yisal, and therefore its mutter, it does not asa the other ones. In Mishnah Gimel, Hayid Rabbi Tzadik said over another edus, al zeichlin, flowing water, means water, let's say, from a river, shirabu al anoitfim, that there's more flowing water here than there is rainwater that came in here. Shem Kisherim, that the river is kosher, could be teivel here, even though rainwater could only be teivel when it's bashverin, like in a mikvah, still, not when it's moving. But here, since the majority of the rover of this river is from zeichlin water, from river water, he'll let it be teivel here. And maisa hoye bebiras apilyoy, it once happened in this city, or bo maisa vnechachomim, v'yechshiru, they said it's okay, you'll let it be teivel in such a river. Mishnah Dalet, heyed Rebbe Tzaduk al zeichlin, Shel kilchon ba'alei egois shen k'sherim. It's another edus that zeichlin is a flowing water, a river that's flowing over ba'alei egois. That's like the outside a shell of a nut. In other words, from the outside shell you made like a pipe, and the water was going through it. Shen k'sherim, that the water is still kosher, it has loch like zeichlin, and you can still use it for mechates, for tefillah zovin and mitzorin. It's still called mayim chayim. And Maisa Hoya Bialyo, once happened a case in the city, over Maisa Fnei Lishcha Sagozis, that before the Sanhedrin Hagadolah, and they passed in Vichshiru, they said yes, that this flow of river is still called Mayim Chayim, and a Zavim can still be Tevel in it, even though it's going through this type of a pipe made from nut shells. Mishnehei, Heyed Rabbi Yeshua for Rabbi Yochim Ish Hadar, they said over Edis, that al kolol shalchatis shenosnu agabi hasheretz. This kolol means that's a klicheris, a small earthly pitcher. That inside this pitcher was the afer of the paraduma, and now they put this pitcher on top of a sheretz. See, even though the lochrid that a klicheris is not makabel tome migaba from the outside, so the kli itself does not become tome. Still, they said edus that shehu tome. That the eighth of the ashes inside is like possible to be used for the paraduma, for the mechatis. Since it's on top of a dove tomei, it's a psul. But Shrebeleza Metara, they're saying over there, right, this, because really Shrebeleza held no that it's Torah. That since the kli does not become tomei, the eighth of the ashes inside also does not become psul. You're allowed to use it for mechatis. Heyid Rabbi Papayas, al nisha nozar shtein nazira. Somebody has makal upon himself to be a nozar twice. Shem gilach esor rishoino yom shleshim, that if he took a haircut after the first naziris on the 30th day, that even though lechadchila is supposed to wait to take the haircut on the 31st day, but with the evidence if the nozar took his haircut on the 30th day, he's already yotzes din naziris. So now when he starts counting his next naziris at the 31st day, that's already the first day. So in such a case, shemagaleach hashniya yom shishim, he's allowed to take a second haircut on the 60th day. Because since you like finished your first Naziris on the 30th day, so it's mixed as Oilu Mekan Lakan. The end of the 30th day is like the beginning of the second Naziris. So if on the 60th day, that's like the 31st day of your second Naziris, so Lechatchil, you'll have to take a haircut then. V'yim gilach yoyim shishim choser echad yotze, but the Eved also, if it took the haircut on the 59th day, which is the 30th day of your second Naziris, also you yotze. Because that's the chiddush of the 30th day. Since you took haircut in the middle of that day, you like ended the first Naziris,
So the end of that 30th day is the beginning of the second Aziris. So that helps for the second Aziris also.
Yeah, Mishnah Vov. Heyud Rabbi Yeshua v'Rabbi Papayas al Vlad shel Shlomim Shiyakur Shlomim. So if you have a Korban Shlomim and became pregnant and I gave birth, so the baby also is brought v'toras a Korban Shlomim. It also has Kedusha. Their aid this is because really Rabbi Leza holds Shevlat Shlomim lo Yakur Shlomim, that the Vlad of a Shlomim you do not bring for Shlomim, but rather he holds a Sigzerim with Rabbon and you have to let it die, because otherwise we're afraid that people will leave over the Karbonis and always wait till it becomes pregnant and it'll be over the lava of Valtacha. So therefore he holds you have to let it die. But the Chachomarim, the Chachom say Yakriv, no, you let it bring for Korban Shlomim the Vlad of a Shlomim. And Omer Rabbi Papayas, the Papayas says, Ani made like a Tzayedis, Shoy Salonu Pora Zivche Shlomim. We once had a Pora that was a Korban Shlomim. V'yachanu b'Pesach, we ate the mother on Chag HaPesach. V'yacholnu v'lod Shlomim b'Chag, and we ate the child on the Chag, the next Chag. On Atzeres or on Sukkis, we ate the next Chag. So you see also the Vlad of the Shlomim has a locha like a Shlomim itself.
The Mishnah Zayin. Hey me'idu, it's Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Papayas. They said another edus, al aruchay shel nachtumim shem tmeis, that the big boards that the baker like kneads their dough and braids their dough on it, it's tamei. She Rabbi Leza mitar, really Rabbi Leza says it's tor because it's called the pshuta kliyot. It's a flat piece of wood that we know is not makabel tumah midiraisa, and therefore Rabbi Leza holds even tor midirabbanan. However, they hold Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Papayas holds that this big board, since it looks like a kli, it's mekabel tumah midrabbanan. Another way this was heima idu. Also, they say al tana shechitchu chulius. We have an oven that you cut it down into pieces, into tiles, let's say, and v'nosan chol ben chuli l'chuya, between one tile and another tile, you put some cement there. Shutame, it's still called a kli, and it's mekabel tumah. Shereblezim mitar blezolds. No, in a case like this, it's called a shover, a broken kli. And it's not Mekabel Tumah, but they hold that it is Mekabel Tumah. As they hold, since you have choil, like sand, in between, it's not called one complete kli, it's not Mekabel Tumah. Now, but that's what Rabbi Leza holds, but they held, no, it is Tumah. Hey, Midu again, Rabbi Shun, Papayas, Seredus, Shemabrin, Es Hashonah, B'chol Adar. During the whole month of Adar, the Bezdin has a right to make it an extra month. They can make an Ibur Shonah, an extra month into the year. Because really they used to say Ata Purim, you can only do this until Purim. Once Purim went by, then the Bezdin cannot be Ma'avad the Shono, but they said yes, still they could do it. Hey Midu, also they said Edis Shema'avrim es HaShon ala Tanai, that the Bezdin has a right now to make an Ibra Shono on a condition. In other words, really you have to have the Nosi, the head of the Sanhedrin there to be Maskim. Let's say the head of the Sanhedrin, the Nosi, is not around, and the Bezdin see fit very much to make this month enjoying Adar to make an extra month, so they have a right to make an Ibur Shana on a Tanai, that when the Nosi finds out about it, he agrees, it will be an Ibur Shana. And that's what once happened to Ma'isab Rabbi Gamliel. Sholach Lita Rishus Mehegyon B'Syria. He once had to go to Syria to get permission from the king there. V'Sholach, and it took a long time till he came back, and it was after Adar ready. So therefore, the Ibur es Hashana, the Chumim back home, they made the month an extra month of the year. Al Tanai, on a condition that L'Kishe Yitzur Rabbi Gamliel, if he'll be Maskim, if he'll agree to it. And what happened was L'Kishe Bor Rabbi Gamliel came back. Omri said, Reitzana, yes, I agree. I would like to have an extra month this year. V'Nim says Hashana Maberes, and it came out that year was Hashana Maberes. You see, like they said, you can make it Al Tanai. Mishnah Ches. Heyed Menachem ben Signai al Musaf Hayoro shall shoke Zaysim Shutame. So again says Menachem ben Signai said over Edis al Musaf Hayoro, that's the extra pot on top of the big yoro, the big pot that they shall shoke Zaysim when they cook up the olives. So on top of it, like around the rim, there's a special pot they put for rim of the Kli. See, it was Edis Shutame, that this rim is also Makabatuma. Because the rim of the Kli is called the Tzerach, the Kli is called like part of the Kli, and since the Kli is made out of Matchitz, it's Mekabel Tumah, the Moisif, the rim is also Mekabel Tumah. The same thing, the Al Tzaboyim Shotor. They said already this though, but on this big pot that they use to dye things with, even though they have a rim around it, that's Tor.
because really Shoyoimim Chilaf Advarim. Echom used to say just the opposite. So they said over the, they said already this way.
And the difference is because by the Dai's part, they're makbid like that the Dai should not go on top. So really they did not use the rim at all. So since the rim is not used, therefore they hold the rim of the Tzaboim of the Dai's part is Tohor.
Yeah, Mishneh Tes. Heyed Rabbi Nechunya ben Gudgodo ala chareshes shehersiyo oviho.
He said over an Eidus, Rabbi Nechunya ben Gudgodo said that a chareshes, that means a girl that cannot talk and cannot hear, shehersiyo oviho, that her father married her off. She's a katana now. The locher is a father has a right midiraisa to marry off his daughter. That the kedushin is chal midiraisa, even though she's an bardas. Every katana is an bardas. Therefore, the kedushin is chal midiraisa, and still she yaitza beget. Later, when she comes a gadol, the gadolah, so the husband could give her a get, and she's yaitza with a get, even though she's a lar bardas. But that's the locher since an isha could receive a get by korcha. The husband has the right to force her to receive the get. So if even without her das, she's migareshes. Let's say a katana that does not have a father, so she only got married mid rabbonin, and she got married to a kohen. She chelos betruma. That now that she's married to a kohen, she's allowed to eat truma mid rabbonin, and we do not make a gzeru out of truma diraisa. V'yemeisa letsha, she dies. Barlo yosho, her husband yashins her. Alsefke bez nefke, the husband yashins his wife. The katana. V'yanother tekona was v'yalhamora shagozo shabona babiro shiiten his damov. The person stole the beam and he put it into his house, that now the Gazlan wants to do tshuva, he doesn't have to knock down his house, but he could just pay the money for it. The korban chatas that was stolen, if somebody brought it for korban, did not know about it then, so but the Ebbe would say the kapor helps. In other words, the rabbim did not know that this was a stolen animal, and it was brought to Gabi HaMizbech, the kohen didn't realize it, so the klal, if they tikkun HaMizbech, they said Mizbech is okay. Because otherwise, Kahanim will be afraid to bring Karbonis, maybe it's Gzula. So as at the corner, they said the Korban is kosher and the owner has his Kapar. All right, we'll continue on the next tape.